Hello, my name is Neil. I'm part of Central Baptist, and I want to encourage you to read Psalm 57. David was in lockdown when he wrote that psalm, and it really did my soul good this week to read it through. I don't know about you, but lockdown has increased my anxieties. Am I going to get ill? Are my friends and family going to be all right? Will I have a job next week? And when I'm feeling like that, I need to find a firm place to stand. I need an anchor for my nerves. And Psalm 57 offers me a steadfast heart in the midst of lions, David says. And I need a steadfast heart right now. I guess you may feel the same. So how do we get one? Well, David is in lockdown. He's in a cave. He's on the run from King Saul. And I've never had to experience that. So I've got no idea what that feels like. But I don't know whether you've ever seen the ITV series called Hunted, where ordinary people become fugitives for a few weeks and try to outwit the hunters for a prize. It soon becomes clear when you watch it that some fugitives have a better idea of how to cope with the mental and physical challenges. You need nerves of steel, and you need to know who you can trust. And in lockdown, David has those nerves of steel. In verse 7, he says, "My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music." So how can I have a steadfast heart like his in lockdown? He tells me in every verse of the psalm, but verse 1 is key. It says there, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." I can have a steadfast heart, even in lockdown, if I cry out to God and take refuge under the shadow of his wings. Notice David isn't asking God to airlift him out of lockdown. He's asking God to be with him in lockdown, to give him a steadfast heart. He knows the Lord to be merciful. He knows the Lord to be just and loving and faithful, faithful to his promises. And David knows all of that by personal experience. It's as I cry out to God, God Most High, whom I know and love through Jesus Christ, that my heart can be steadied. It's as I praise him among the nations, verse 9, that my heart is steadied in lockdown and I can keep my anxieties in perspective. So I really recommend reading Psalm 57 this week if you get the chance, and it's my prayer that it will steady your heart as it steadied mine. Thanks for listening.